here. I'm almost home, but we'll chat for a few minutes.
Patrick, on this end, we spoke before. How have you been?
Yeah, Patrick, hope you're doing okay. Yeah, I've had a very, very stressful day. It's just a bunch of crazy stuff happening. So I want to go home and try to get my last little bit of paperwork done so I can take their tax returns tomorrow. And then sit back and relax a little bit if I can.
I'm making a drive home, so it'll be a little while before I get to sit down and relax, but I'm looking forward to it.
A new blender, and it came today, so we got some strawberries and blueberries and watermelons, so I hope to make some smoothies and help drink, you know, some smoothies to make things a little more relaxing.
Good. Especially on a warm spring evening sitting on the porch.
I'll be that too. If I do get things, I hope to get things done before Star Trek comes on, because I wouldn't mind watching that.
Thank you, watching.
Original series. I got hooked on that as a kid. You know, when it came on, the reruns would come on. I don't care if company was over at the house. When Star Trek was on, everything else shut down. We watched it.
Roger that. Growing up as a kid, that was a big deal.
Not so bad, even if we were at somebody else's house and Star Trek came on, I would take over their TV.
Not bad, but I always did enjoy watching it.
To how they digitized it and added sound effects and improved the picture quality.
Question.
KC4SKD.
So which popular Western that was, Glenn. My stepdad was always into Westerns, but all the ones I remember is the ones with Clint Eastwood in them.
The original Star Trek was basically a Western. You know, you got your cowboy and Indian characters, or Federation and Klingons, or whatever it is. Just move the location from Earth to space. Not to say that it wasn't a good series. And yeah, the early, like around in the mid-2000s, they did redigitize. They redid all the exterior effects. You know, so the planet looks like a planet instead of a green or a blue blob. The ship looks like a ship. You know, and they redid all the, they redigitized the original 35mm film. So, yeah, it actually still looks good.
And I told some people on this repeater one time, I don't remember who, but one of the directors for the original series was a ham radio operator. And so that's interesting that ham radio operator played a part in the original Star Trek series.
Some of the sound effects come from the original one.
Go ahead to the station, KC4SKB.
Yeah, the sound effects, actually, some of the sound effects, like the communicator effect, the communicator beep or that whatever, that was actually later adapted by several companies as like a communications beep, because it's a very distinctive sound that, you know, it gets your attention. So maybe somebody with an ear for radio may have designed some of the sound effects. You never know.
I guess I better go ahead and sign here. I'm almost close to the home, and the repeater gets real scratchy when I go down the street. But anyway, good talking to both of you. Hope y'all have a good rest of your day. Go ahead, Patrick, KC4SKD.
Good to talk to you again this afternoon, and hopefully you get to sit down and enjoy that KO4HKX 73.
That's on that Comet TV over-the-air thing. I think that comes on at 8. It's not even 6 now, is it? Okay, it's 6:23.
Around for a few more minutes.
See too how that series influenced industrial design, and electronic design. I mean, fairly obvious where, you know, like the Motorola form factor, the flip phone form factor, fairly obvious where that came from. So I guess, you know, it had its effects on society and technology beyond television. And also, you know, we see, you know, some of the technology is all, you know, universal translator. We almost have that now. I can, you know, I can speak in one language. It transcribes it, translates it to another language, and then speaks it out in another language. There's programs like that out there now. You could probably get on your iPhone or Android phone. You know, the transporter technology, yeah, that's, you know, replicators. Well, the original Star Trek doesn't really mention replicators, but, you know, personal manufacturing, 3D printers, we may soon see machines that can pretty much build almost anything. You know, like almost from the atom, from the molecular layer up. So we may see that.
Jump out, I got a phone call coming in. KO4HKX, clear, 73.